This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Utopia Media's Medical News Network. We're about to speak to Abby Ottenhoff, who's a spokesperson for Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Welcome to Utopia Media Medical News Network.
Thank you.
We've done some reporting earlier this week about a plan here in Los Angeles to do bulk purchasing of drugs for the residents, and this got us following the trail of bulk and discount drug purchases, and it inevitably led to the iSaveRx program, which is what we're going to talk about here. What can you tell us about the iSaveRx program? What are the origins of that program?
Well, Governor Blagojevich was very aware of the fact that there are thousands of, and possibly even more, people in Illinois who can't afford their medications. You know, it's no secret that Americans pay the highest prices in the whole world when it comes to prescription drugs. So he was very interested in looking for a way to provide relief. And
About when was this process going on?
We started looking into this in September of 2003.
Okay.
And we sent our public health experts to First Canada to look at the system there, find out how pharmacies and the regulatory system there compared to what we have here in Illinois.
Say something in general about what you found and what distinguishes the Canadian healthcare system and the prescription drug provision system from those in the United States.
We found that the Canadian system is as safe, if not safer, than the system here in the United States. They have a very strong and tight regulatory system and don't have the multiple layers of wholesalers and repackagers that we have here in the United States. And that's oftentimes where you find problems with counterfeiting and safety issues.
Did you find that the reason that Canadian drug prices tend to be lower than American drug prices for comparable or identical items is because of government policy or as you just said, layers of middle people, or both?
Both. I mean, in large part, it's because the pharmaceutical companies have agreed to certain prices there, and those prices are often 50 to, in some cases, 80% less than what they charge Americans.
And these are based on agreements between the drug manufacturers and the federal Canadian government?
Right. They have a formula or process in place to determine what the companies can charge, and that's how their prices are determined.
Okay, and so that's what you found there, and then how did you go on to decide what to do for people in Illinois?
Well, and then there was another step. We realized as we were exploring this, we watched as the pharmaceutical companies very aggressively tried to shut down the Canadian option. They've targeted pharmacies there and tried to stop them from serving American customers. So we knew that Canada alone couldn't meet the demand and couldn't be our only solution. So
okay.
We also went to Europe,
right,
and looked at the system there. And
do you look all over, or the EU, or specific places?
Our focus was on EU members,
right,
in Western Europe, and ultimately we decided to work with pharmacies in the United Kingdom and wholesalers in Ireland,
right,
where they're, you know, both English-speaking countries, so there was no issues that needed to be addressed when it comes to language differences.
Right. And what did you find? How did the situation in the UK compare with the US and with Canada?
Again, they have a very safe and well-regulated system there, and in fact, many of the name-brand medications that Americans rely on are manufactured and come from Europe. So,
okay,
you know, we're talking about the same drugs that are available here in the U.S.
So essentially what this is an example of is globalism, of international trade, of looking at the world as a single market and trying to get the best price.
That's absolutely right. And when you think about it, Americans are able to shop around the world for just about every other product except prescription drugs. And so the question becomes, is there a valid reason for that? And we find that there's not, that it is possible and really essential that we set up some regulatory steps to make sure Americans can have safe access to the same medications, but from other industrialized, developed countries where prices are significantly lower.
Okay, now we're going to get back to this question again towards the end about the legality, but I wanted you to go through one more time about the question of safety, because it's my understanding that safety, the risk of getting bogus, counterfeit, dangerous drugs from overseas is the principal argument, apart from the fact that they can do it, that the federal government, on the grounds of which the federal government argues that Americans ought not to be allowed to import pharmaceutical products from other countries. What did you find in that regard?
We thought that's a totally illegitimate claim. There's no evidence to suggest that prescription drugs coming from licensed suppliers in Canada or the United Kingdom or Ireland are any less effective or safe than what we purchase here at the corner pharmacy.
How would you say they compare with drugs purchased over the internet from random advertisers for these drug products that are based in the U.S.?
Well, we didn't review medications that come from random sources because our goal from the outset was to find a way to connect Illinoisans with legitimate licensed providers in Canada, the United Kingdom, and Ireland.
Okay. Now, talk about then how you set that up and what kind of structures you've put in place to do that.
Sure. And I'll talk about the reason we did that as well.
Sure.
You know, we know that millions of Americans every year are going outside the United States to get their medications because in many cases that's the only way they can get their prescription drugs. They just can't afford them here in the U.S. So knowing that that's already going on, we wanted to find a way to help people do so safely. You know, in many cases, they really don't know where their medications are coming from, and they don't have any way of verifying that it's the drug that they need. So we put in place several safeguards that address those issues.
Okay, what kind of safeguard?
Sure. iSaveRx is first of all, it's only available for refills. So a patient has to first have their prescription filled locally so they can ensure and their doctor can ensure that the medication is appropriate and the dosage is appropriate and it's working well.
Okay.
Then they can qualify to use iSaveRx.
They have to, like, get the prescription one time.
At least one time.
From a local pharmacy.
That's right.
Okay.
But they can order refills from iSaveRx,
okay.
And when they enroll, in addition to just providing their prescription, a copy of a signed prescription from their doctor, they also provide their medical history so that a physician in the country they're ordering from can review the prescription as well as their medical history to make sure that it's safe. Then that information is also reviewed once again by a licensed pharmacist in the country they're ordering from.
So you're saying that an MD in the countries that are providing this go over the medical history?
Yes.
Is anyone paying for the time of those doctors to do that?
Yes.
Who?
The program, the iSaveRx program, the whole program pays for itself.
Okay. Talk just in general terms about how that happens. How do people register for it? How much do they have to pay? Mm-hmm. What's the contribution of the state?
Sure. iSaveRx is a state-sanctioned program. In other words, we set it up. We've inspected and approved every pharmacy that's part of the network, and by contract, they've agreed to comply with all of our safety and standards of practice.
Okay, let me clarify one thing. This is not a state-run program. It's a state-sanctioned program.
We designed it,
right.
We implemented it, and we oversee it.
Right.
But it is not paid for by taxpayer dollars.
Okay.
The program
right.
is the program is paid for by the people who use it.
Okay. Now this when I looked at the website, apparently the iSaveRx program is run out of Ontario, the province of Ontario, Canada. Is this a Canadian corporation, or is this an international corporation?
We have
What's the legal status of iSaveRx?
Sure. We contract with a company called CannaRx, which is the administrator of the program.
Okay, CannaRx, that's a Canadian company, I'm
assuming.
That's
right.
Okay.
And they oversee the, the administration of the program.
I don't want to get too picky about it. Are they a non-profit or a profit-making company?
They're a for-profit company.
A for-profit company. Mm-hmm. Okay, a Canadian based.
They are a pharmaceutical benefits manager.
I got it. Okay, right. And that's how they make their money by managing drug programs.
Right, and they also have their own pharmacy separately from the iSaveRx pharmacy.
Okay.
So, but they are involved in the pharmacy business.
Okay, and so they're running the program, but the state of Illinois has. Did they exist before iSaveRx was set up by Illinois, or
They did exist before, and we sought out a pharmaceutical benefits manager to administer the program we had designed.
All right, and they administer the Ireland and UK aspect of it as well.
Right. Essentially, we do the inspections, we approve pharmacies, we oversee the program. They administer the enrollment process. So when people apply for the program, applications go to our clearinghouse in Canada.
Okay, and how much do people, if anything, to pay? It's free.
There's no enrollment fee.
Okay.
People can either go through a toll-free number or online to order their medications and to enroll in the program.
Right. Now, how much of it can be done online in terms of the enrollment? Can the refills be sent, and can the medical records be sent electronically, or do people have to go down to their doctor's office or call them on the phone and ask them to mail things around? What's the level of electronic information exchange in this?
For the initial enrollment, people need to mail in the completed enrollment form, signed prescription from their doctor, and the medical history information. Once they're enrolled in the program, then they can reorder through the website or by calling the toll-free phone number.
Okay. How many people are enrolled in Illinois in this program now?
Well, so far we've had more than 7,200 orders processed.
Right.
And that is coming from Illinois and our member states.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. When did the program launch?
We launched in October of 2004.
Okay.
So we've been up and running for just over 6 months now.
Okay, and you're saying that there have been 7,200 orders overall?
Processed, that's right. And
processed.
That number is growing quickly as the program gets up and running and our outreach efforts are underway. We just recently launched a new outreach effort in Illinois involving our state agencies that come into contact with people who are likely to not have insurance and are likely in need of some help paying for their medication.
Now, is this being used principally by people that of the type you just described who have no medical insurance, have trouble paying for it, or can people who have existing moderate or even really good medical coverage programs take advantage of it as well? And are they?
There are no age or income restrictions or coverage restrictions. Anyone living in Illinois or one of the other states that is part of iSaveRx can sign up for the program. And for the most part, the people who have benefited the most are those who either don't have prescription drug coverage or who have significant gaps or very high copayments.
What have you seen so far in terms of how much people tend to save? What the range is with the most they save on certain drugs and sort of what the average overall they're saving?
They can save more than 50%, but the range is generally 25% to 50%, and it depends on what medication they're taking and which country they order from.
Okay. Now, the website shows that not only Illinois but other states are involved. Wisconsin and Missouri are involved in this program as well. What's the relationship between Illinois and these other states, and how do other states join in the iSaveRx program?
Sure, and we've actually got four other states in addition to Illinois who are part of the program.
Which are they?
Wisconsin, Missouri, Kansas, and Vermont is the latest to join the program.
Okay.
And those states joined a couple of different ways. Either their governors, through their executive authority, joined the program.
Right.
Or, as is the case in Vermont, their legislature passed legislation and the governor signed a bill authorizing the state to join the program.
When did Vermont join that way?
Ooh, I can't remember the
exact date. This year?
It was this year, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, and what's involved for those states to do that? Do they go to Canada and inspect the ISAVE organization? Or what exactly happens before another state can join?
Well, the entities responsible in those states for regulating and approving pharmacies can review the information that Illinois has collected and review our standards and practices and inspections to ensure that what we've the way we measure pharmacies meets their standards as well.
So essentially, they're piggybacking on the agreement that that Illinois has with iSaveRx.
That's right.
And they're saying us too, and then all the residents of Missouri, Kansas, and Vermont are equally eligible.
That's right.
What kind of figures do you have about what amount of ordering's been going on with them?
I don't have a full breakdown, but Illinois has had the highest level of participation. Vermont has just joined on board recently.
Right.
I know the AARP in Vermont is helping to kind of spread the word about the new program. So I would anticipate that their numbers will grow in the coming weeks and months as well.
Okay, let's address an important issue here. It's my understanding that the federal government in Washington, D.C., has instituted regulations or laws that make it illegal for American citizens to buy drugs from Canada, what's called reimportation, which is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Is that the case? And what's your reading of what the federal laws, regulations, and positions are on this subject?
The FDA has a policy of permitting individuals to import medications for personal use.
Okay.
And that's exactly what our program does.
All right.
It simply puts into place some safeguards that are lacking right now to ensure that people are able to do that safely.
So you're saying that existing federal law allows individuals to buy drugs from Canada. Is that right?
Right.
And that's what your program facilitates, individual purchases of drugs from Canada.
For personal use, that's right.
For personal use. And so have you had any communication sent to you from the FDA questioning or otherwise trying to get involved in what you're doing?
No. I mean, the FDA, along with the drug companies, has been a very vocal opponent of drug importation.
Right.
For some time, and we're aware of that. But, you know, we believe strongly that iSaveRx addresses any safety concerns that they may have raised, and if they feel differently, you know, they of course can pursue action, but they have not done so.
Okay. Now the way I got started on this series of interviews was because the city of Los Angeles has agreed to do bulk purchasing. To essentially set up a virtual group of all the residents who are interested in the city of Los Angeles, maybe the county and surrounding areas, and then go to the drug companies and say, we need this bulk amount of drugs. Can you give us a better price than mm-hmm. individuals get right now? From what you just said about federal law allowing individual use importation of drugs, does that mean that any kind of bulk purchasing arrangement that such as the one contemplated in the city of Los Angeles is not available to the iSaveRx program, or would it be possible for the state of Illinois or Illinois, Wisconsin, Missouri, Kansas, and Vermont to aggregate the individual demands, requirements of their residents and go to the sellers of drugs in Canada and say, we'd like X amount of this or that drug, can you give us a better price as in bulk, and then let each of our individual residents take advantage of that lower price and purchase the drugs on an individual basis for their individual use?
Well, iSaveRx, again, is designed for individuals to save on their prescription medications, and because prices are so much lower outside of the U.S., they are saving, even if they're purchasing as individuals and not as bulk.
Right.
But Illinois has also initiated bulk purchasing because, as you pointed out with the situation in L.A., when you pull together your market share, you have a much better standing in negotiating prices with the drug companies.
Right.
So Illinois also launched a program. It's called the RX Buying Club, which allows, it's targeted for seniors 65 and older,
right,
who can join the club, and then the club negotiates directly with drug makers to negotiate discounts on their products.
How's that working out?
It's working well. The average savings of that program so far has been about 24% on medications. Every FDA-approved medication is available, and we've got over 2,000 participating pharmacies in Illinois who accept the card and provide discounts.
And what's that program called again?
It's called the RX Buying Club.
Okay. And do some people participate both in the RX Buying Club and in iSaveRx, or do they compare and contrast what they get from the two programs, or how is that working in practice?
People are able to participate in both. If they find that they can get a better deal for one of their medications through iSaveRx, and then iSaveRx only is available for medications that are used to treat chronic conditions.
Right.
So it's limited to about 120 brand name prescription drugs.
Does it sell brand name and generic, or just brand name?
For the most part, it's brand name. There is one generic available because it's actually less expensive outside the U.S., but for the most part, generics tend to cost less in the United States, so it doesn't make sense to drive people outside to get medications they can get for less here.
And the RX Buying Club, does it work with suppliers in the United States rather than overseas at all?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Well, yes, it works. We negotiate directly with the drug makers who supply the pharmacies here in Illinois, and then individual pharmacies who participate in the program also automatically offer RX Buying Club members whatever the lowest price they have available is on that particular medication.
And there are no plans then, from what you've said, to combine the business models of these two programs and try to do a bulk purchasing of drugs in Canada?
No, that's not something we're contemplating right
now. Okay.
All
right. Why don't you wrap up by just telling us about the what the reaction has been so far and how people are feeling about this in Illinois and what you expect in the near and midterm future for the iSaveRx program.
Okay. Well, the iSaveRx program has been a great success so far. For the people who have enrolled, they're enjoying savings of 25 to 50%. They're able to order their medications for 3 months at a time, so it's been a safe and very effective program. We have initiated a new outreach program and anticipate that the numbers and participation will grow as more and more people find out that this is a new option available and that they can save significant amounts of money on the drugs that their doctors say they need to stay alive and healthy.
Now that's more a participation within Illinois and presumably in Vermont, Missouri, Kansas, and Wisconsin.
Right.
If other states, if people in other states, governments in other states, or counties or cities wanted to get involved with this, are you open to that? Is there a procedure for that? Do you have to be a state, or can you be a city, or could you even be with computerized techniques an individual in another part of the United States who thinks this is a good idea and unfortunately don't live in one of those states and wants to get involved? What are those options?
We have talked to other states who've expressed interest in joining iSaveRx, or at least exploring how we design the program and looking at doing similar things in their states. To date, Our communication and coordination has been with states, because in most cases the state is responsible for licensing and regulating pharmacies.
Okay.
And this is dealing with giving people access to pharmacies outside the U.S.
Okay, so if the governors or the legislatures or the health departments of states are interested in finding out more about this, what's a good way for them to do that?
They should contact our office, the Governor Blagojevich's office, and it's through our Department of Public Aid that we oversee this program. Our Department of Public Aid is the agency responsible for most of the drug purchasing agreements in Illinois.
Okay, we'll try to put a link to that on this page as well.
Okay.
All right, well, I want to thank you for your time and for talking to us about iSaveRx.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.